From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is willing to consider solutions to curb gun violence, but won't specify what types of bills he'd sign. At a news conference yesterday, the Republican was asked if he would support a red flag law, which gives courts the power to temporarily take firearms away from people who are deemed dangerous. 17 states have passed a red flag law, and President Donald Trump has endorsed the idea. Parson says he doesn't comment before seeing bills, but...
we got to figure out a solution to that. I don't think anybody, regardless who you are, what you are, what you believe in, you want children to be shot out here in the streets.
There's no peer-reviewed research on the effect red flag laws have on mass shootings, but recent scholarly papers show it can reduce suicide rates. Democratic presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand is planning to hold a reproductive rights town hall in St. Louis, home of Missouri's last remaining abortion clinic. A new state law bans most abortions at the eighth week of pregnancy, but the restrictions have yet to take effect and have been challenged in federal court. The New York senator has made defending women's rights the bedrock of her presidential bid. Gillibrand's campaign says the town hall will be held Sunday, and she's also meeting privately with providers and patients. Missouri and Kansas officially agreed yesterday to only incentivize businesses to cross the state line if they're creating new jobs in the Kansas City region. Aviva Okeson-Haberman has more on the truce.
For decades, Missouri and Kansas have had a border war that has nothing to do with sports, as businesses hop from one state to the other in order to take advantage of lucrative tax cuts without creating jobs. Under the new agreement, incentives can only apply to new jobs a company creates. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the border war is fiscally irresponsible.
Our states will continue to compete for those businesses wishing to start up or relocate, but we will now use strategies that are sensible, cost-effective, and productive for people in both states.
The agreement doesn't apply to hotels and retail businesses and will take effect August 28th. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
Although a U.S. District Court judge dismissed Planned Parenthood Great Plains' case against the state of Missouri yesterday, the door remains open for the organization to have another day in court. The ruling cited a case, which may go before the U.S. Supreme Court, that questions whether abortion clinics can be required to retain physicians with admitting privileges to local hospitals. The issue is similar to the one being challenged in Missouri. The Planned Parenthood Great Plains case was dismissed without prejudice, meaning that the organization would be able to refile in the future. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.